Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
It's Friday, March 4th. The year is 2022, and all hell is breaking loose. Thank you for joining us on this live edition of the Alex Jones Show. We'll have live breaking news updates, special guests, and more with Owen Schroyer in the studio. Based in Austin, Texas, I am on the road returning tomorrow, and I'm going to be in studio with a special live Saturday broadcast, 3 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, with special guests and your calls. Again, this is a live Friday broadcast, massive developments unfolding as we speak. We'll be laying it out in this hour and into the next 2 hours after that. But first, John Brennan, former head of the CIA, the globalist that illegally spied on candidate and then President Trump, the deep state head operative inside the stay-behind networks that have hijacked control of U.S. intelligence agencies, literally one of the biggest alligators in the swamp, the head of the intelligence deep state, has come out and said, along with the reporters on the show, we're about to play the clip, that disinformation is the number one enemy in killing people, and that no information can be allowed on the Internet that questions the official narrative being put out by the corporate media, by the State Department, by NATO, and others. Now, to be clear, I don't like what Putin's doing suppressing information, but what the West is doing is just as intense or more intense. We've seen the Ghost of Kiev made up. We've seen the Snake Island massacre made up. We've seen another dozen or so events totally staged, put out, and then the mother of all of them, last night, AP reports that the reactor's been hit and it's on fire and it's leaking and five other reactors may blow up. Then we learned that it was a repaired, decommissioned reactor being updated. Then we learned that the Russians had not hit the reactor. We learned there was not radiation. The point is that it's hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax, and they don't want us on air to be able to challenge that. Then Brennan goes on to talk about overthrowing Putin, killing Putin, and we see Senator Graham saying the same thing. So all of this is a type of stuff that starts absolute major wars. But the key here is the linkage by the deep state to the American people and others that simply question the narratives or show both sides as claiming we are linked to Russia and that we're the number one threat. Here's the clip. Hear it for yourself, and then we'll be right back on the other side.
The need for all of us to treat fake news and propaganda like the lethal threat to democracy that we can see on our TV screens. It is.
Well, it just shows how autocrats like Mr. Putin and others use information and misinformation, disinformation, to shape the minds and attitudes and actions of their citizenry. And so, therefore, I think the truth is something that Mr. Putin terribly fears, and which is why he's going to try to choke off any type of flow of information about what actually is happening in Ukraine. But in this day of social media, in this day of text messages and emails and other types of things, I am certain that more and more of the accurate information is going to get into Russia. And this is Putin's war. It's not Russia's war. And I'm sure more and more Russians are going to just be appalled by what is being done by their country in Ukraine, where they have family ties and other types of ties that run back centuries upon centuries. And so, therefore, this is where I think Mr. Putin has a vulnerability, which is why also I think that what worries me is that I think Putin doesn't see any option for him except to double down. He knows he's not going to be able to turn back the clock. He's going to be held to account for the death and destruction of Ukraine. And so therefore, Putin and his henchmen that are around him, I think they believe that the only option they have is to continue with this ferocious intensity and trying to devastate Ukraine. But I think, as Ambassador Soderberg said, this is only going to lead to, I think, Putin's unraveling in terms of his position in the Russian government. Now, what's going to be the tripwire in terms of pressure on oligarchs and pressure on the Russian people and commodities and other types of things? It's unclear. But I do believe that Putin days are numbered, and maybe in the double digits.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it, and I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what InfoWars was built for. As you see the narrative control, as you see the propaganda, as you see the lies, as you see the corrupt politicians like Lindsey Graham, who's never seen a war he didn't want you to die in, InfoWars is here to try to sort it all out, make sense of it all, and that's why you're tuned in today. Alex Jones is on the road. However, he's filing reports on vacation. And so we go now to the latest report from Alex Jones.
Thank you again for joining us on this live Friday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer will be taking over and riding shotgun with me coming up later in the hour. I want to be, again, extremely clear to everyone listening that this war that's broke out is the next phase of the globalist destabilization plan of the planet so that they have a smokescreen during major currency devaluations that are already in full swing. That said, the rhetoric coming out of Europe, out of NATO, out of the UK, and out of the US and Canada is absolutely over the top, as well as Australia and New Zealand. They are openly, and we'll play some of these clips coming up, calling for the assassination of Putin. They're calling for the people of Russia to overthrow Putin. They are also putting out outrageous disinformation that the Russians purposely shelled and caught a 6 nuclear reactor complex, the largest in Europe, in Ukraine, on fire, and that it was releasing radiation and melting down. First, they'd hit the plant, and it was on fire and melting down. Then it was only a radiation leak. And then now we learned it wasn't a radiation leak, and there wasn't radiation. And now we learned the plant actually wasn't hit, but some armored vehicles outside of it. So whether you love Putin or hate Putin, we need to love the truth here. And the first casualty of war, as they say, is truth. And both sides have been putting out disinformation. But as usual, the West has absolutely won the gold medal or gotten the blue ribbon when it comes to total disinformation and propaganda. And we have just been told so many lies so far about Ukraine and the whole situation. Putin was very, very clear that if NATO continued to expand onto its borders, he was going to attack. Turns out months before, he told Xi he was going to do it. He told him weeks before at the Olympics. Russians were on TV, high-level members of their Duma, their parliament, saying we're going to invade on February 22nd, which they did. That was, of course, about a month before that unfolded. I could even see the signs of those invasions coming in February. And my military and corporate sources were telling me that Russia would probably invade in February, but also that the Chinese would go into Taiwan. That has not happened yet. So those weren't predictions. Those were things that I was told from people that I trust that were high probability levels. And I was very, very clear at the time. It's just people take shorter clips out of Twitter to make it sound like I'm Nostradamus or something. That's why it's so important for people to actually tune in to the long-form show, especially the first hour, and when we have a special guest on, is that you can hear in-depth analysis, factoids, links, and come to your own conclusions about what I'm saying. And that's what's so central here. I'm not going to sit there and take anything Putin says at face value, and I'm sure not going to take anything Joe Biden or Boris Johnson or Schmidt over in Germany or any of these people say, do, or push, Schultz. And I am not going to come to hasty decisions in all of this either. I'm going to look at the historical context. I'm going to look forward into what the globalists want. I'm going to study the larger aspects of it. And we're going to be laying some of that out coming up here today. But world champion kickboxer and a well-known talk show host and frequent guest over the years on the show, Andrew Tate, has put out a viral TikTok video where in a profanity-laced 2.5-minute rant, he lays out basically my best guesstimation of what's going on as well. And he uses some colorful language, you know, when he calls some of the aboriginal groups in Russia dumb. What he's saying is they're dumb. They don't have media. They don't have social media. He's being clear about that, in that they're being kept in the dark or they're ignorant of what's happening, and that is what Putin is doing, is just shipping cannon fodder in to throw them out to the front to then try to get a capitulation from the Ukrainians. And I've got to say, that's really cold-blooded. That's a very medieval tactic. That's what happened. It's not just in the movie. Braveheart was actually historic, that Longshanks would, in those battles with the Scots and the Irish, would actually have his archers fire into the battle that was already going on, knowing that it would kill some of his people, but kill theirs as well. And so there's a lot of barbarous tactics going on. The Ukrainians are fighting from hospitals and from colleges and from elementary schools as well, using jihadi tactics. They're doing horrible things. This is a disgusting, horrible, basic civil war between the Slavs. And we sure as hell don't want to have World War III over all of this. And the big overarching issue, before I go to this Tate clip, is that, again, they're all over the news saying, take anybody's rights away that doesn't fully get behind this war. And they're purging Russians out of orchestras in the U.S. and Germany and other areas of the world. And now they're purging people off TV shows. And there's a clip coming up that's on Infowars.com in Australia, where an Australian with a Russian background, but you know, he speaks with an Australian accent. He's been there his whole life. He gets up and talks about the other side, the Russian perspective of the civil war and the attacks by the neo-Nazi forces on eastern Ukraine, which is true, and they shut him down and kick him out. So again, this idea that you can't hear the other side is extremely dangerous, and it's what they claim Putin is doing, but instead the West is doing it. So here's some of Mr. Tate and his analysis that I think is dead on, and then we'll go to break and come back with a bunch of huge news. There's also giant news on the Bill Gates and vaccine front. The whole house of cards is coming down for the globalists. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why they're getting ready to launch even greater destabilization, is because they're failing. That's why we're all in so much danger. Stay with us.
Putin was WEF along with Trudeau and the rest. I don't believe anything. Yes, there's a war, but in war, it's always the peasants and the peons and the civilians that die, right? So what Putin's done is he's mobilized a bunch of Mongols and Eskimos, Chechens, people without social media,
miles away,
bunch of 20-year-olds, told them they're on a military exercise, put them on a military exercise, then told them they were attacked and sent them to Ukraine. They didn't know what they're doing. Most of the Russians don't know what's going on. That's the first thing that's happened. Ukraine's defending itself, but, and not to sound too crazy, Alex Jones, 7 months ago, said Russia's going to invade Ukraine in February.
It's all video. And he's been proven right.
He's been proven right over there. He goes, don't worry, there's going to be a big thing in February, World War III, to distract us. Now, are they trying to distract us from the COVID crimes the last few years? Is it because the international banking system's fucked? Is it because inflation's out of control?
Oh, yeah.
Do they need this war for some reason? Because I am at a point now where I have so little faith in politics. I believe there's somebody above Ukraine and above Putin who's made a call to both of them and said, you're the good guy, you're the bad guy.
Go.
We need this now. Go. Send some people to get blown off. Some idiots that no one has a Facebook account for. No one's going to know they're gone because we all live on the internet. No one with an Instagram. Send them to go die. And we're going to call some issues so we have an excuse for inflation and the banking system failing and the dollar failing and all the COVID lies and everyone getting sick from the vaccine we made them take and everything else. I really have that point now where I have no faith in any of it. I'm not saying the war isn't happening, but I'm saying the reason that he's just invading Ukraine to the point. I'm trying to take Kiev.
To what end?
To what end? He ain't going to be able to take Kiev without massive civilian casualties. No one's going to accept it. The Russian populace won't accept it. Half of them have cousins in Kiev.
The Russian military won't accept it, a lot of them.
Most Russian soldiers from Moscow won't attack Kiev. You need some Eskimo in here. None of this makes sense. So I'm a conspiracy theorist now. None of it makes sense. You sit in the war room. I'm sitting here in case the Russians come, but I don't believe in any of it anymore.
Alex is right.
Alex Jones. Alex.
So, ladies and gentlemen, now you're seeing the next wave of censorship. Anybody that doesn't drool over Zelensky, anybody that doesn't put a Ukraine flag in their bio, you're not allowed to talk about what's happening in Ukraine. You're not allowed to speculate. You're not even allowed to be a part of a question and answer television segment. They drag you out of the room for asking about the neo-Nazis, which are on record operating out of eastern Ukraine.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Somebody in Russia has to step up to the plate. Is there Brutus in Russia? Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military? The only way this ends, my friend, is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country a great service and the world a great service.
Well, there's Lindsey the Chicken Hawk Graham, always in the hip pocket of the neocon warmongers like McCain, the Democratic Party, up there on national television, calling for somebody to kill a major head of state. What do you think that's going to do to Putin? What do you think that's going to do with his mindset? Is that going to help everybody get a peace deal? Is that going to get a ceasefire? Is that going to get a demilitarization deal so that Russia will pull out of Ukraine and this threat to our very existence can be stopped? Or is that going to make things a lot worse? You don't need me to tell you what it's going to do. You know that it's all part of how major wars start, how they escalate into full-blown wars. Go research how World War I started with the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And go look at World War II. It's the same system over and over and over again. And then meanwhile, as I played in the first segment of this broadcast today, Brennan is on national TV, former head of the CIA, agreeing the number one threat is disinformation and people echoing Russian propaganda. That just means if you go, hey, the ghost of Kiev wasn't real. Hey, Snake Island, they didn't massacre those people. Hey, the Russians didn't shell the reactor. It didn't release radiation. That was made up as a pretext for a no-fly zone, which escalates the war even more. And if you question that, or if you say, hey, Sean Hannity, you know, I like you overall, but you shouldn't call for NATO to do airstrikes on the convoy, the 40-mile convoy of Russians, and turn it into the highway of death, and then turn around and tell the Russians that we don't know who did it, we don't know who attacked the convoy, I'm not going to play the clip, and I'm not trying to attack Hannity. It's just, give me a break, folks. I know Hannity's a smart guy, so I can't imagine why the hell he's saying these type of things. But this is how wars escalate. Everybody's got to act tough. Everybody's got to show off. Everybody's got to go along with the propaganda. Oh, my gosh, we've got a reactor on fire now, and there's a 40-mile convoy, and they're going to kill everybody. And so right now we've got to get in there. We've got to get in there. We've got to stop where the blood's on our hands. Well, the blood is on the globalist hands for sending billions of dollars of weapons into Ukraine the last 8 years. Ethnically cleansing Russians, that did go on. Even the UN admits 14,000 dead Russians that have lived there their whole lives, their families, for, you know, 800, 900, some cases of thousands of years before Russia even existed. And that's just the reality here, is this is a Slavic civil war, just like they have civil wars in African countries, they have civil wars in Asia, civil wars in the Middle East. So we've had a civil war here. We had a civil war against the British, declared our independence. We've had two civil wars here. We've had wars with Mexico. We've had wars with everybody. Mexico's had wars with itself all the time. Do we just run down there and get in the middle of it? It's like when two pit bulls are fighting. Just go stick your hand in the middle, see what happens. But the globalists can tell the Ukrainians to keep fighting and ship them a bunch of weapons and watch them get massacred because Putin's totally committed. And then turn around when those of us that are for peace, against the first Iraq war, against the second Iraq war, against the bombing of the Serbs, against Al-Qaeda and the West and then the Arab Spring that CNN promoted, going to Syria. And it was the Russians that went in there and actually stopped that and did the right thing and helped knock out ISIS and actually worked with Trump to do it in our military. So a lot of people lionize Putin because he's been against the West, and the West has been targeting him and bullying us as well. But there are no good sides on this situation, and China is really evil, and they're getting ready to try to go into Taiwan using this. So we need peace, and we need peace now. I'm going to hand the baton to Owen. He's got some big breaking news. I'm going to come back next segment, and I'm going to get into some of the censorship that's going on against folks that are trying to speak out and how that ties into the incredible police state in the U.S. and Canada, where people who peacefully protested are facing 10 years in prison. They're being held without bond, and now when they come to court, they're shackled like they're a serial killer. That's coming up next segment. I hand the baton to Owen Schroyer in the ATX.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. What we've seen since the beginning of Russia's invasion in Ukraine has been the latest example of the tail wagging the dog, where you get a nice packaged narrative with a bow on top, with the videos and the pictures that almost ended up being fake, and the folklore and the fairy tales, which ended up being fake, so that you would get on the side of the globalists with whatever's going to go down in Ukraine. And then you intellectually forget about the things that are affecting your life. Forget about the problems that we're actually having in this country. And now all of a sudden, Ukraine is your biggest issue. And that's why you see all the funny memes like this one I have in front of me, where it's all the brainwashed COVIDiots. And then magically overnight, COVID is no longer their big cause and concern. It's Ukraine, a situation in which they are completely clueless on, except for the narrative they're being fed. Now, here's the kind of dangerous aspect about this, and this is why we really have to mind our P's and Q's, because I don't want to fall into a trap where I know, hey, look, the same people that lied to me about weapons of mass destruction, the same people that lied to me about babies in incubators, I mean, you can go back Gulf of Tonkin, or we can just go into recent history, the same people that lied to me about COVID, the same people that lied to me about vaccines, the same people that lied to me about Trump. And so now I'm just going to take anything they say and just assume it's a lie. But that's the fraction, or the fracture right now in America. And it's like, hey, look, I'm not here to fight Russia's war. I'm not here to fight Ukraine's war. I got my own problems in this country. But see, whenever you're only allowed to hear one side of the story, you need to be very suspicious of what's going on. And that's the case right now in Ukraine, where you have live television shows where they have a panel and they're doing like a town hall. And we've got the video coming up. We're going to play it later. And a guy just says, hey, you know, the UN, because the UN is so great. I mean, you guys, you know, the left loves the UN. So the guy just says, hey, the UN recognizes in official public statements that neo-Nazis, the Azov Battalion, they literally pose with Nazi flags. I mean, if there's any neo-Nazis, it's Eastern Ukraine, backed by the CIA, backed by Western influence. And he goes, hey, you know, the UN recognizes that neo-Nazis have been killing Russians in eastern Ukraine for years. And they even say that it's been 13,000 minimum. And they say, oh, no, no, no. You're not allowed to talk about that. Kick him off the set. Get him out of here. So what is that about? Oh, my gosh. I'm an American liberal progressive. I'm fighting Nazis. Look at me. Trump's a Nazi. Trump voters are Nazis. And it's like, hey, here's the UN recognizing real Nazis that Putin's fighting in Russia. Putin's the bad guy. Lindsey Graham says I need to die for Putin.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going. of our flagship product, X3. It has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The most important thing for every listener and every viewer to do, in my humble opinion, is to get on their knees several times a day and really pray to God to intercess on our planet and to lift the scales off of hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people's eyes to the fact that our planet is being accelerated towards thermonuclear war and, for certain, worldwide depression and economic collapse that will starve not hundreds of millions of people to death, but billions. That's what the Great Reset is a purposeful, controlled collapse, controlled demolition of the world economy. Again, thank you for joining us on this live Friday broadcast. I'm co-hosting with Owen Schroyer. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I want to parallel the loss of liberty from Australia to Canada to the United States taking place under the pretext of this proxy war in Ukraine with Russia. And coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to play a clip of an Australian man, again, on Australian TV show, invited there as a guest to be in the audience, invited to ask a question. They didn't like his answer, so they throw him out and shun him and say that he is supporting violence when the West is supporting violence all over the world. Whether you agree with the man or not, he certainly has valid points from his perspective. When you have this type of shunning, this is the stuff you see in the Soviet Union. This is the stuff you see all over the world. Then I'm going to play a clip, a short clip, of a North Texas university where a father who's been on our show had his young son taken away who doesn't even want to be a girl, but the mother says the boy wants to be a girl. I've seen video of the boy saying he doesn't want to be a girl. Taken away, and then they're preparing the chemical sterilization. He's very little, but in a couple years. He tried to go speak at a university by the young conservative groups that invited him. And the left came like a sickening cult and beat on their tables saying, no, you're attacking, quote, trans people. No, we're standing up against the globalist Tavistock Institute big tech move to sterilize young boys in America. Massive sterilization went on in the 20s, 30s, and 40s in eugenics in the U.S., actually into the 80s in leftist areas like Washington State and Oregon. Was still going on in the 80s. And this is their stealth program to bring in this mutilation, this abuse, and to target children who aren't of age to choose and even do surgical removals of their genitals by age 7 in the U.K. and age 9 in the United States. And I've talked to the doctors and nurses in Austin and in Houston, and it's been in the news, where you will have these couples bring in their little boys. Usually it's a LGBT woman and woman, man and man, and they want the penis and the testicles cut off. And the left has now said that that's what they want for Ukraine, and Putin has even talked about that in some of his speeches. So I'm going to play these clips from North Texas and another one from Australia back to back here in a few minutes. But the even bigger issue is this, and this should send chills up everybody's spine. I told everybody that if they didn't stop this and if we didn't get attention on this, that it would only get 10 times worse. And now it has. Breaking: Freedom Convoy organizer Tamara Litch shackled in court. She was arrested. She's being held without bail until trial that could be up to a year. She's facing 10 years in prison for peaceful protesting, now listed as an act of terrorism. Now, quote, mischief-making is now the equivalent of terror. And when she appeared in court yesterday, she was shackled with her hands shackled to her waist like she was a serial killer. Freedom Convoy organizer Tamara Litch appeared in court on Wednesday seeking a bail review. Litch, who was denied bail last week, appeared in court wearing shackles around her feet, which made it difficult for her to move, and also at her waist. And it just goes on. It just goes on from there. I mean, Trudeau said that he wanted to be a dictator, and now he is. And who did he study under? Who does he take direct orders from? Who brags he takes orders? Klaus Schwab. And that's what this is. They need a smokescreen for the worldwide collapse and the mass starvation. Everything is coming. And the police state crackdowns in the West. You can't criticize anything they're doing when they lie about a nuclear reactor or 6 reactors fired on with artillery on fire melting down. Then it was, oh, it's just a leak. Oh, actually, it was just a fire. Oh, actually, nothing happened. Because they can't get away with these massive lies saying that men can take over all of women's sports. You question it, you're censored. Or we're going to go to war with Russia. You question it, you're censored. You want peace, you're censored. They can't get away with this horrible, evil agenda unless we submit to them and unless we don't have speech. And RT was taken off in Europe, so that took it off in the UK. Now it's been shut down here in the United States as of yesterday. And you say, well, I don't want to see that RT propaganda. Well, don't you want to hear what the other side has to say? Isn't that what freedom is all about? I mean, back in World War II, they played clips at the movie theaters and the newsreels of what Hitler said. Americans were able to hear what Hitler said. It was only Nazi Germany that you couldn't hear what the outsiders were saying, and it was punishable by prison or death. So here are some of these clips back to back. First, what happened in Australia, and then what happened in North Texas. And then Owen's got some more key information to break down. I'll be back in the next segment with the Bill Gates news that is super good news, but also super dangerous at the same time. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's today.
So as someone who comes from the Russian community here in Australia, I've been pretty outraged by the narrative created by our media depicting the Ukraine as the good guy and Russia as the bad guy. Believe it or not, there are a lot of Russians here and around the world that support what Putin is doing in the Ukraine, myself included. Since 2014, the Ukrainian government, together with Nazi groups like the Azov Battalion, have besieged the Russian populations in the Donbass, killing an estimated 13,000 people, according to the United Nations.
That's a lie.
Could I finish?
Just quickly finish, and then we'll come to that to the panel.
So my question is, you know, where was your outpouring of grief and concern for those thousands of mostly Russians?
Okay, one question earlier about Russia, and it's been playing on my mind. And Sasha, people here have been talking about family who are suffering and people are dying. And I understand you wanted to ask your question about, is there some reasoning for this? But you supported what's happening, hearing that people are dying. And can I just say, I'm just not comfortable with you being here. Could you please leave? Sasha, I'm sorry. You could ask a question. You could ask a question, but we cannot advocate violence. I should have asked you to leave then. It's been playing on my mind, and I'm sorry, but I have to ask you to leave. Please.
Okay. Well, could I?
No. Please. Just out of respect. Please. We're not having the conversation, Sasha. We can't have people advocating violence. And I should have asked you to leave. It's been playing on my mind. I wanted to have a proper conversation about these things, but I have to ask you to leave. I'm really sorry. Okay, I'm sorry for that, but you know, these things happen. It's live television. You think about these things. It's really been troubling me that we can have a conversation and we can look at where the arguments are, and we can try to look at the sides of the argument. We can't have that, and I'm sorry. It should have happened earlier.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're witnessing mass formation psychosis, mass mental illness, MK Ultra brainwashing, Stockholm syndrome on a mass scale. And you just see all the hypocrisy. Oh, we can't advocate violence, but by the way, let's blow Putin off the map. But don't advocate violence. We don't do that here, but let's all kill Putin. But you see, that's the state of political discussion right now in the West is, oh, I'm a liberal. I have the moral high ground. I don't like what you're saying. So just leave. It's like, hey, here's the facts. Let's have a discussion. No, I don't like those facts. So just leave me to my brainwash.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Melinda Gates, the longtime wife of Bill Gates III, the most powerful eugenicist depopulationist on the earth, divorced him last year. And the divorce is just now being finalized, and so she went on national television to say that Bill Gates was cavorting with and spending time with someone that when she met him, she said he was evil, personified, and abhorrent. He was, quote, worse than the devil himself. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, March 4th, worldwide broadcast. And I just want to be very specific with the listeners and viewers to understand that we should be thanking God right now that every aspect of the deadly COVID-19 vaccine rollout is coming apart, and their whole systems at Moderna and Pfizer are being exposed. It would take hours to go over it all, but you know as much as I do how important it is to continue to spread the word to others that aren't even partially informed, that Moderna and Pfizer now admit that the virus was made in a lab, and the Moderna had a patent on it in 2016, or that the so-called vaccine is a gene therapy that now goes in and reprograms and attacks your liver. Well, that wasn't a surprise. Remember why over and over again throughout the last 25 years they could never approve gene therapies? Because in most cases, 90-plus percent of the time, there was no side effects. But in around 9% of the time, depending on the study, you had very, very serious side effects, including death, where the liver basically liquefies. It goes in and changes the entire makeup of the liver and how it operates. So, why is Melinda Gates on national TV saying that she's really mad at Bill and that she divorced Bill Gates because in part he kept making her go meet with Jeffrey Epstein, who she described as evil personified, which he was. Creepiest person you could imagine, just looking at photos of him. Makes the hair on the back of my neck crawl. Why is she doing that? Well, hey, maybe she wasn't evil the whole time. Maybe she was deceived. Maybe she was a beard for Gates. Not for him being homosexual, but for him being an evil, evil man that just wanted a woman as a front for his international charity that was really a globalist depopulation murder operation. You know, it was right after she went on national TV with him about 8-9 months ago. And Bill said, no, we don't put any type of microchips in the vaccines, no type of tracking systems. And then it came out that the very virus itself is a trackable nanotech. And they're also putting graphene oxide in that then grows circuits in the body that she began the divorce. And I said at the time, from my sources and information that I had, that it was about the fact that Bill was using Epstein and was one of his main financiers to go out and corrupt scientists and others so that Bill Gates could control the different medical boards around the U.S. and the major universities, which we know he does, and he does around the world. So with all this Russia stuff going on, all these incredible things happening, it is such a big, big deal to have Melinda Gates, now Melinda French, her maiden name, come out against him. So here is this historic clip. I'm going to come back and add some important commentary.
You know, it was also widely reported that Bill had a friendship or business or some kind of contact with Jeffrey Epstein, and that you were not, that was very upsetting to you. Did that play a role in the divorce at all in this process?
Yeah, as I said, it's not one thing. It was many things. But I did not like that he'd had meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you made that clear to him?
I made that clear to him. I also met Jeffrey Epstein exactly one time.
Did you?
Yes, because I wanted to see who this man was. And I regretted it from the second I stepped in the door. He was abhorrent. He was evil personified. I had nightmares about it afterwards. So, you know, my heart breaks for these young women because that's how I felt. And here I'm an older woman. My God, I feel terrible for those young women. It's awful.
You felt that the moment you walked in. I didn't realize
that. Awful.
Yeah. And you shared that with Bill and he still continued to spend time with him?
Any of the questions remaining about what Bill's relationship there was, those are for Bill to answer.
Okay.
But I made it very clear how I felt about him.
Mm-hmm. I think.
So why is Melinda French Gates coming out and doing this now? Well, you can speculate that maybe she has a soul, maybe she has a heart, maybe she was ignorant. But what we do know is she's now aware of the evil and she's getting out ahead of it. You wouldn't make statements like she just made unless you were talking about total horror and total corruption that you know cannot be hidden. And so that when more of it comes out, you will be distanced from your husband. This is a desperate, desperate, panicked move by any yardstick, and it illustrates major blood in the water for the establishment. Their entire system is based not just on bribery, not just on murder, but on pedophilia, because people can plead out to the FBI for murder or bribery or things like that. I mean, even for murder, if like you're in the mafia and you bust your boss, you might get 5 years instead of life or the death penalty. But nobody is going to let you get off for molesting children. Nobody's going to let you get off from the long sentences or being executed for killing children. And that's why at the bottom of this globalist network is really, really sinister stuff. And that's why what went on at Epstein Island needs to continue to be exposed and investigated. And that's why Atlantic Monthly needs to be investigated. When you see it promoting pedophilia and censorship and globalism and world government and Brennan and all these people, you have to understand that the alumni and many of the top writers and the owner of that, I'm just singling one group out right now, are heavily, heavily involved on record, including Steve Jobs' wife with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. So they were just wallowing in the satanic evil. Now, coming up next hour, Owen's got a lot of special guests and a lot of breaking news on the situation with Russia and more. In fact, he's about to take over here in a moment. I'll be back again tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. I promise a live transmission, a special Saturday commercial-free transmission, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and then, of course, the Sunday show, 4 to 8 p.m. with myself and Owen Schroyer and others. But just please understand that we're backed by you, the listeners. We're not backed by Soros. We're not backed by the big billionaires. You know, there are some good billionaires out there, and I wish we were backed by them, but the point is we are backed by the American people. 90% of our backing comes from products we directly sell. The other 10% from great sponsors that we have. And, yes, we do have some bigger donors that have given us hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. And without them, we wouldn't be here either. But 90% of what we do is from your direct purchases. And, again, I'd say 9% of the 10% that's left is from our listeners supporting our sponsors. So 99% of the support to keep InfoWars on the air is directly from folks like you out there that are supporting us. And so I want to just remind you again that this information is not going to get out without you. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got to get the funds in, so even though we're going to sell out X3 for your body, for your immune system, 50% off still. Winter Sun, 50% off still. Brain Force, Ultra back in stock, 40% off, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air. You are the sponsors. You are the ones that did all this. All the success we're having is because of you, and we're so close to winning. But the globalists now are going to throw everything they've got at us. And as long as we're here on air exposing them, as long as you're speaking out, we've got a real chance of stopping this before it gets a lot worse. But regardless, God's watching. We're going to do the right thing. We're going to fight on to the end because this is all really just a test on this planet. That's what it's all about. So thank you for making InfoWars a pillar of liberty. The credit goes to you. I want to thank the listeners. Now back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And it's powered by InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I think if Sean Hannity and Lindsey Graham want to start a war with Russia and want Putin dead so bad, I think we should just airdrop them into Moscow. Or let's just you know, get them some military equipment, and we'll get them some body armor and some weapons and ammunition. And let's just drop Sean Hannity and Lindsey Graham, airdrop them into Russia, and they can go kill Putin for us. Please. I mean, you're so tough, Sean Hannity. I mean, Lindsey Graham, you're real tough. I mean, you see Lindsey Graham, and that you just emanates toughness. No. Lindsey Graham is a blackmailed homosexual who has never seen a war he didn't want you to die in. So that him and his buddies like Sean Hannity can make millions and millions of dollars on their stock options in Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and pretend to be tough guys on TV. You know, and Sean Hannity was starting to come around, and you're like, hey, you know, here's a war hawk that's starting to come around. Maybe jump on the America First bandwagon. And then he just throws it all right back in our face and says, we need to start a nuclear war with Russia. Well, go ahead. Let's give the nukes to Hannity and Graham, and you can go nuke Putin yourself. Good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.